Our election 2013 coverage continues today with a look at the campaign for Lansing City Council in the 2nd Ward. Incumbent Tina Houghton is challenged by newcomer Charles Hoffmeyer in the 2nd. Tina Houghton works as a liaison between MSU students and local agencies. She chairs the council's General Services Committee, along with serving on the Tri-County Regional Planning Commission, and she is running for re-election. Charles Hoffmeyer is an information security specialist with the Michigan State Police. He hopes to replace Tina Houghton on the council. We invited Mr. Hoffmeyer to appear with Tina Houghton here on Current State. He declined to appear. However, he did supply some answers to questions that we sent him via email. So we welcome Tina Houghton to Current State. Nice to see you. Give us a little geographical breakdown of where the 2nd Ward is, just so we know where we're talking about.
Roughly, it's from Willoughby through Aurelius to Monhope, down Greenlawn, South Washington, back down to Willoughby.
Okay, very good. Pretty big area.
It is a pretty big area.
Yeah. If you're elected, Tina, what single challenge facing the city would you most like to help solve?
Now, when you say the city, do you mean the city in whole, or are you referring to my...
Let's talk about the 2nd Ward.
Okay, great. Yeah. I think one of the biggest issues, if not the most significant this time, is the corridors, Pennsylvania and Cedar Street. Improving those areas, the look, the feel, making sure that vacant buildings are now not vacant, and making sure the neighborhoods are safe.
Okay. And what about the larger city? I'm curious if your perspective changes here with regard to the ward and the larger.
Well, first and foremost, the safety of the citizens of Lansing is the most important throughout the city. As far as there's a lot of work that's being done downtown Michigan Avenue, West Side, Rio Town. There's a lot of niches within the city, and I think those continue to grow. And being able to bring people into the city as homeowners or as renters within the boundaries of the city proper would be great. The jobs that keep coming into the city, and as we prosper that way, we will make our cities better.
Now, you mentioned the importance of public safety, which virtually all of the candidates have mentioned, and virtually all of the candidates, yourself included, have talked up the importance of expanding neighborhood watch initiatives. Is it a concern that these kinds of initiatives simply won't be enough to compensate for future cuts to public safety in Lansing?
Well, let's hope there's not going to be future cuts to public safety. I'm hoping after the 4 years that I've been on council that maybe in the first time next year, if I'm reelected, that there won't be a deficit. That would be really helpful. But as far as the Neighborhood Watch, having citizens be empowered to take their neighborhoods back is the most important thing in Lansing. I think it's the most important of any city.
How do you do that?
How do you do that? You talk with your citizens, you gather your citizens, you provide resources, partnerships with LPD, and our new now chief, Mike Yankowski, has been a great partnership in having neighborhood watches and having police officers, team patrols coming to those neighborhood watches and not only talking about the crime in their neighborhood, but how to prevent it. Good tips, good strategies, having people being able to come together around a certain issue on their block, or maybe it's even better or bigger than that, and it's around a neighborhood that might encompass 3 or 4 streets. But having that citizen activism is crucial in this area.
Now, neighborhood watches have been around for years. How do you get more people involved? I mean, is it an issue of getting just a greater number of people participating?
Well, I think one is, it's hard for people to get involved, especially if there's already a crime being that there's already a crime issue in their neighborhood. They may not want to be involved. Maybe they're scared. Maybe they figure, oh, it's not my problem. But being able to talk through that and finding an avenue, whether it's putting flyers out, maybe it's talking door to door with them, maybe it's online. There's a few tools that I've come across that people seem to want to engage online more. And I don't think it's necessarily that they don't want to do things face-to-face. I think it's a time constraint for them. Maybe their schedules, maybe somebody works nights versus they work days. Mm-hmm. And those are perfect opportunities for people to be able to watch. In my own neighborhood, I'm a neighborhood watch coordinator, and there's neighbors that work nights that are home during the day. And so they're looking out for us when our daytime jobs are taking us away from our neighborhoods. So those are really crucial partnerships to talk about within the neighborhood.
With regard to revenue shortages, Tina Houghton, your opponent, Charles Hoffmeyer, suggests reevaluating city services in light of those shortages. He went into detail with us on recycling, for one, pointing out that the curbside program still isn't paying for itself in Lansing, although it was intended to. And he says the relative ease of driving here to MSU makes the $94 a year that Lansing residents pay arguably not worth it. What do you think about that service in particular, and maybe about city services in general?
That service in particular, I have been so happy that we now have our big recycling containers, the 96 gallon. Moving people to recycling versus having the curbside trash container, or even being able to reduce those at the curbside, it's convenient. It's I've also came out to MSU and recycled my recyclables when the little green containers weren't big enough for my family. I have a family of seven, and I actually had two little green containers, and a lot of times it still wasn't enough as I was educating myself, my husband, and my children on what can actually go into those. Now that with a single stream service that we have, a lot, if not 90% of what we consume in the household can go in that.
But I think his point is, as desirable as it may be, it still may not justify the cost. And I mean, with the ongoing budget shortages that the city has experienced, you have to look at things. Isn't it true you have to look at things that you haven't necessarily had to look at in the past?
Definitely, that is true. Yeah. I am a firm believer of recycling and environmental sustainability, and I would not, I disagree with Charles at this point on that. I think it's not only convenience, it's also the right thing to do for the city. And the citizens, the more education they have, this is going to work in the benefit for not only our generation, but for future generations.
Okay. We did take some questions from Lansing residents for the candidates. Here is one of them involving the possibility of a casino in Lansing.
David Lambert, Potter Walsh Neighborhood. So what would you do in office to make sure that a casino is not built in the city of Lansing?
So David is not a big supporter of the idea of a casino in Lansing. What do you say to people who feel like David does?
Well, this is such a big issue, and I think it's a very contentious one. I'm going to disagree with Mr. Lambert in that I believe that a casino is something that we should offer in the city of Lansing. The tipping point for me was that the Lansing Promise, and that students would, a majority of this, a return on investment money from this casino would actually fund a Lansing Promise, and having Lansing students being able to go to college for free within the state of Michigan for at least 2 years. That was a huge component of why I was for the casino. Also, probably in the last, when we were dealing with the casino, I was in Battle Creek for an event, and I talked with a lot of people downtown Battle Creek, and I talked about how the casino and the casino that they have currently, and what was the downfall. Probably 10 different people, 10 different occurrences said that it's not downtown, that their fireside or fire keepers casino is not downtown. That was the bad point, because it took everyone out of the city and put us into this farm country, and it was lost revenues for their downtown.
And you feel that the public safety, the public safety piece in terms of controlling any crime or anything like that, it can withstand a casino in downtown Lansing?
I absolutely do. Studies have shown that crime and casinos aren't necessarily coincide with one another. And I know our Lansing Police Department is one of the top police departments in the country, and I don't see a problem with this whatsoever. Of course, we would keep, you know, once this is in place, we're going to be a proactive approach and not just wait for crime to happen if it's ever going to happen, but definitely take a proactive approach in making sure that it doesn't happen.
Your opponent, Charles Hoffmeyer, says his top priority is code enforcement in the city. He says there's not enough people assigned to this, and he wants to empower neighborhood associations with the same authority as code enforcement officers to issue citations for violations of zoning ordinances. What do you make of that, and how is code enforcement in the second ward right now?
I think...
Does he have a point? Is it, I mean, he's clearly complaining about broken windows, unmowed lawns, decaying sidewalks, that kind of thing. Is that an issue in the second ward?
Well, your first, one of the comments you made was about the sidewalks. I actually supported a millage increase for the sidewalks. As I'm out campaigning right now, my team members and myself, we've all tripped and almost fell on our sidewalks. So yes, do I want to increase money towards sidewalks? Yes. And have I done that? Yes. As far as code enforcement, I have to agree with them a little bit. We are short-staffed in that area, and I would love to increase code compliance officers. And I'm not sure that giving constituents the ability to just write citations, because I've also seen the other side of that, where neighbors don't necessarily get along, and when their grass is a half an inch longer than theirs, then that would be a citation. I can just see a lot of discomfort in between neighbors if that was able to happen.
How high on your list of concerns is code enforcement?
Well, code enforcement is part of quality of life, and quality of life is a big issue for me. I think if people like their quality of life, like their neighborhoods, feel safe, those are big reasons to stay or not to stay in Lansing. And having grass too tall is an issue. Part of what I do as a neighborhood coordinator is talk with people. First is, have you talked to your neighbors? A lot of people won't even talk to their neighbors. Maybe they don't know. Maybe there's they've had an accident and they are unable to mow their lawn. There could be many reasons why people aren't mowing the lawn besides being a nuisance to their neighbor. So first and foremost, have that communication, have that ability to talk with them one another is a first and foremost concern of mine. And how do we facilitate those types of discussions? But with code compliance, I've talked and I have Scott Sanford on speed dial. I talk with him often about different concerns, and they do a pretty good job with what the staff they have.
He's code enforcement director?
Okay. He is. And now that this moved over to the fire department, I think that will allow some more insight and being able to get into maybe multi-dwellings for safety and landlord issues. But code compliance and quality of life issues are up in my top five priorities.
We're talking with incumbent Lansing City Council candidate Tina Houghton, who currently represents the second ward and wants to stay in that position. Speaking of staying in Lansing, which you alluded to just a second ago, let's listen to another comment from a Lansing resident.
My name is Jean Brisbo, and I live in the Home Street School neighborhood area. And my question is, my husband and I are both senior citizens, and we've lived in this area all our life, raised our children in the city of Lansing. Our question is, we are looking to move out of our current neighborhood, wondering why, as senior citizens, we should remain in the city of Lansing instead of going outside of the city looking for new housing.
What do you think, Tina?
That's a great question. First of all, thank you to the constituent that actually has lived and raised their children and their family within the city of Lansing. Why should you stay in Lansing? It's an up-and-coming city. We're trying to move it from good to great for walkable and bikeable communities. This is a perfect opportunity to stay active within the city as a senior citizen. There's many recreational activities for senior citizens. As far as neighborhoods, you're our staple in our neighborhood. You have so much rich experience and education within that neighborhood to be able to bring to the new families that are coming and hopefully staying within that neighborhood of yours. So what I would say to you is be active. There's board positions available if you'd like to take a more leadership role in those in your city. There's many things to offer here in Lansing, and I would hope that you stay.
Tina Houghton is the incumbent candidate for Second Ward on the Lansing City Council. She is being challenged by newcomer Charles Hoffmeyer. Thanks, Tina, for joining us, and we commend you for your service and your willingness to be involved.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Have a great day.
Sure.